105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Don't fret if you didn't win those boat show tickets. I have more to give away in the next couple weeks, so don't fret on those. See, upstate of South Carolina has been waiting on the edge of their seats.
Early in the morning.
Sorry.
Good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn it, morning.
Yeah, so good. One of my biggest regrets in life is I never saw him in concert. The upstate of South Carolina has been waiting with bated breath, waiting on the edge of their seats.
For?
The second part of the Zion question to you.
Oh, would I rather Zion Williamson come on Saturday or win at Chapel Hill on Tuesday?
Yeah, the first part of it was, would you rather have Christian Wilkins back or Zion Williamson back? It's not a mutually exclusive thing. You can have both or neither.
Yeah.
But you chose
Christian Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Is that because of football? Or is that because of... Put it this way. If you think about it one way, basketball needs Zion Williamson more than football needs Christian Wilkins.
Absolutely. But I think there's a more realistic shot of Christian Wilkins coming back than Zion coming to Clemson.
No.
We're going to be honest.
Why, man? Why do you continue to be a hater?
I hate myself
Hater-raid.
For thinking this. But it's just the way
he's
I feel.
Coming, man. He's coming.
It's a gut feeling. It's like we're in there, you know?
He's coming.
It's a gut feeling.
No, he's coming, dude.
As far as would I rather win on Tuesday or Mr.
Is this harder of the two questions to you?
No, this one's actually easier for me. First one was pretty easy, but this one's even easier.
Okay. The question is, would you rather beat North Carolina on Tuesday night or get Zion Williamson commitment on Saturday?
Zion on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
I'd love to beat North Carolina up there, but...
The first one, I don't know. If you asked Dabo, he'd say Wilkins. If you asked Brownell, he'd say Zion.
You know. In your heart of hearts, you know.
I know what?
It's Christian. I think if you push Brad Brownell on it, it's Christian.
No! No. Not at all, no. Because there is a thought process out there, fair or not, and I don't think it is.
Why are we not talking to him today?
Who?
Brad.
We'll talk to him later in a week.
They got a big game tomorrow.
Thursday. But it's at North Carolina.
So?
We do it to help awareness of fans and help tickets. I got two people that texted me and said, hey, man, I need tickets for Notre Dame. And I love that now. I love that.
You're the ticket hookup guy?
I got out of it, but I have good friends, and I try to do what I'm putting out of friends. So I got one guy looking for two, one guy looking for four. Anyway, I love the idea there's a demand for Clemson basketball tickets now. I don't know where I stand on those. I'd rather have Zion than beat North Carolina. I will say that.
Yep.
On the other one, I don't know. Man, I'm a huge Christian Wilkins fan. I don't know.
He's in your top five favorite players of all time.
Yep.
Of course you're picking Wilkins in this.
Yeah, but Zion would be my number one basketball player of all time.
Stop.
Look, man, I tell people this all the time. This is crazy. My college roommate makes a statement. Then Clemson basketball loses, it hurts for five minutes. If the football hurts, it hurts for 5 days. Actually, worse than that in football. But... I love Clemson football, but man, I love Clemson basketball and baseball and track and golf and women's golf and volleyball and soccer and tennis.
Sure. Love them all.
And football pays the bills.
You probably love football a little more.
I do. I mean, I'll admit it. I do. But it's pretty close, man. I love Clemson baseball.
It's like when your mom says to you and your brother or sister, I love you both equally. She doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't want you anymore.
In your family, how does it go? You got three, right? You got four.
I have three younger siblings.
You have four altogether.
Yeah.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, my little sister is the favorite.
She is?
Yeah.
Because she's the only girl?
She's the only girl.
Plus, let's just face it, she's given them so much more to be proud of, and she's given them so much less to worry about. They don't worry about your little sister standing on some bar in some northern New Jersey town leading the folks about some bad language in a song by Alabama.
It's a song that is beloved in Tigertown Tavern here in Clemson, South Carolina. But that's neither here nor there.
Mm. Do you want to share your phone call that you got over the weekend? Because I found it fascinating. You don't have to.
I mean, I can. It was scary.
Yeah, I found it fascinating. Go ahead.
I mean, you know as well as I did, there was a little mistake in Hawaii this weekend. Mm-hmm. They had an alert come up on the national alert system saying there was an inbound ballistic missile and it was not a test. It was not a test. It's not a drill. You know, seek shelter. I don't know how you seek shelter from a ballistic missile, but you got to try, I guess. And I had walked into work. I get here. So we had a 3 o'clock game on Saturday. 2:30 is our pregame. I was here at 1:30. I was right before 1:30. And I walk in, and a buddy of mine is in the Marines. He's in intelligence in the Marines, and he's stationed in Hawaii. And he calls me as I'm walking into the station. And we don't talk a lot. He's actually my brother's best friend. But we talk every once in a while, so I was excited to speak to him. I go, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And he goes, "Hey, listen, we just got an alert. There's an inbound ballistic missile. This is not a test. This is real." I go, "You know, holy crap. Is this North Korea?" He goes, "I have no idea. Tell everybody I love them," and hangs up the phone.
Man.
So I'm like, "Oh my God." And I'm turning on news stations. I'm turning on Fox, CNN, MSNBC. I'm turning on everything I can find. I'm going on websites, and there's nothing about it saying it's real or not. So for a 3-minute window, I'm sitting in the front studio in our offices here. I'm like, "We're going to war. Like, this, we're going to war." And
you're thinking Pearl Harbor Part 2.
I'm thinking Pearl Harbor Part 2. You know, I'm on the phone with my dad. I'm trying to call my brother. And it was a hectic couple of minutes. And thankfully, it was a false alarm. And then things calmed down. But that'll get your blood pressure going a little bit. That'll get the blood moving.
For about how long did it last?
The blood?
You know, how long that shock, and you didn't know how long.
I had a little shake for about 15, 20 minutes afterwards.
You know what it was?
What?
Or anything else?
What?
You got you ready for this Saturday in Zion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be quite that.
No, that's good. I did this thing where a buddy of mine, he is, he's in the Marines, and there was a catastrophic explosive at a Marine. They were doing some practice stuff, and this is a base. I don't even know where the base is now, but this has been about 10 years ago, and he's part of this battalion that was this thing. This bomb went off at their explosive went off at their mm-hmm. practice thing, and like 3 or 4 guys were killed, and we know that 3 or 4 guys were killed, but they didn't release the family. They didn't release the names yet until they had a chance to get to all the families, and so there was a period there of really about a day
you didn't know
that we didn't know. And I remember I was at a retail setting, and I got the phone call that our buddy's okay, and you know, I'm sitting there in these tears of knowing this thing, and this, the waitress, I mean not the waitress, this girl comes up to me, one of the ladies is working there, said, "Sir, are you okay?" I was like, "Ma'am, you have no idea how good I am right now."
Yeah.
She's like, "Are you sure?" You know, so that's one of the scary things.
It's you know, those 3 minutes, amazing how much goes through your head.
Yeah,
because right there I'm like, I got to call this guy's parents. I got to call his mom and dad and his brother. I don't know how I'm going to break that news.
Yeah.
I can get drafted tomorrow and when we're going over to Korea again. Yeah. I mean, there was so much I went through, and I, you know, I again put myself into the shoes of those guys that willingly take on that kind of stress and eagerly await the challenge. And I don't know how you do it. So thank you to those of you out there that have served and continue to do so to this day, because it is a stressful thing. For the 3 minutes that I even had to consider that occupation.
Speaking of military, got this text from a really good friend of mine. Remember we talked about the skull chant?
Yep.
The Icelandic warrior clap.
Yep.
That you see the Vikings do. And they say skull. A buddy of mine said, "Heard you loud and clear all the way to Koa this morning. And I heard you talking about skull this morning." He goes, "I lived in Iceland for 2 years." His dad was in the military. Lived in Iceland for 2 years, and they always skull as a toast when drinking or if something really cool happened. Super neat that no other country see this in other than USA, one of my 38. And but anyway, in Iceland, skull is toast, cheers, salute, whatever.
Slánta.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that one?
It's Gaelic for cheers.
Oh, really? Say it again.
Slánta.
I'm going with that one from now on then. But that's pretty cool that they do. And see that. I have another cool NFL thought for you. You know, I do a lot of NFL stuff, but how about this little NFL thought? This is from Twitter, from Zach Berman on Twitter. Eagles traded Nick Foles to the Rams for Sam Bradford. Foles lost his job in St. Louis. Case Keenum takes over. Eagles draft Carson Wentz and trade Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings and sign Keenum, who replaces an injured Bradford. Foles returns to Philadelphia, replaces injured Wentz. Now Foles versus Wentz. Oh, we got Keenum. That's crazy, isn't it?
One of those guys is going to play in the Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Against
that's
Tom Brady.
The dream right there. That is the dream.
Let me remind you, though, that Trent Dilfer won a...
Blake Bortles.
Yeah. I hope so, man. But Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. People forget that.
Yeah. It's all about defense and how you're doing that. Who has... Let's see if this is a dumb question or not. Let me look at it right quick.
I don't think it's a dumb defense?
Yeah, I don't think it's a dumb question.
I think it's Minnesota.
You know what this looks like? This looks a little bit like the college football playoff. Bear with me a second here, okay?
Oh, make the leap. Make the leap.
New England's offense is the best offense, correct?
Yeah. Well, are they? Are they?
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, they're the best offense?
I don't know. I'll ask you right now. Who's got a better offense?
Jacksonville has the best rush offense in the final four left.
But who has a better offense? Who do you think has a better offense, New England or Jacksonville?
New England all around, yeah.
Who has a better offense, New England or Philadelphia?
New England.
Who has a better offense, New England or Minnesota?
That's closer.
New England, though.
Okay.
Of the other four, Tom Brady's by far the best quarterback. The other three have questions at quarterback.
Yep.
With that said, New England is Oklahoma, wide open offense, an experienced guy. Tom Brady's been at New England for 42 years. Sam Bradford's at Oklahoma for 42 years.
Can't play a lick of defense.
New England's defense is better this year than they have been. But the other three teams are defense-oriented, right?
Yep.
Jacksonville, better offense or defense?
Defense.
Philadelphia, better offense or defense?
Used to be offense, now it is defense.
Right. Minnesota, better offense or defense?
Defense.
This is the college football playoffs.
I'm excited.
One offensive team, three defensive teams.
Cannot wait.
Speaking of college football playoff, Brian Daboll leaving Alabama to go be the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills. That's crazy to think about. He is the 18th assistant coach to leave Alabama and Nick Saban in the last 5 years. What?
What?
Isn't that crazy to think about? The 18th assistant coach to leave. Now, the next question turns to... Who will replace him? Let me throw out some names. You ready?
Yep.
How about former, is it New Mexico State head coach, former Maryland assistant, and a guy that really is kind of a controversial guy. Guy's kind of a, guy's on the radar for the NCAA. Guy that made some controversial things when he was a head coach in the past, Mike Locksley. Remember that? He had the players fighting or the assistant coaches fighting or something. Remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
I have to look that up. Let me look up Mike Locksley on here for a second.
Does Lane Kiffin make his long-awaited return?
No.
Come on.
That's not going to happen. Lane Kiffin is very, very close to being a Power 5 conference head football coach again. Or again.
You don't think that Fox Nick Saban comes sniffing around Dabo's hen house here, does he?
Maybe.
What you mean, maybe?
Those guys wouldn't leave to go there, would they? Mike Locksley was an interim coach at Maryland before Randy Etzel was hired. He only did a six game deal there. He was 1-5 at Maryland.
Randy Etzel.
How about this? At New Mexico, he was 2-26.
Oof.
1-11, 0-4. At Maryland, he's 1-5. His head coaching career, Mike Locksley, 3-31. Get a worse head coaching job than that deal. Okay, here's what happened at New Mexico. Late May of 2009, former administrative assistant in New Mexico filed an age and sex discrimination complaint against Locksley, EOC. The complaint is filed by Locksley's former administrative assistant, Sylvie Lopez, who claims she'd been subjected to age and sexual discrimination being transferred out of his office. Claims were later withdrawn. In September 2009, Locksley was reprimanded for an altercation with an assistant coach. Subsequently, was suspended without pay for 10 days. He was not on the sidelines for the game against UNLV. Lobos won 11 two seasons there. The high buyout was a large reason why UM chose not to fire him at first. Athletic director Paul Krebs made the decision to retain him. On September 25th, he was relieved of his duties following an 0-4 start, as well as a minor arrest for DUI. I mean, arrest of a minor for DUI while driving a registered car registered to his name.
Not good.
So he had a player. Let me see.
He had a player pick up a Dewey in his car.
Yeah.
Not
it was found the minor was not a recruit, as erroneously reported. So he was not a recruit. I'm sorry.
So just some random guy?
A minor from his childhood friend. A childhood friend of Miko Loxley, when his dad got there. And then his son got shot and killed in Baltimore as well. I don't know. Guy's got a lot of stuff. I feel terrible about what happened to his son.
Baltimore is the worst city in the world.
Chicago.
Oh, Baltimore. Have you been to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore sucks.
It's not good. His son fatally shot. Same son that bled his dad to bar his car on that other deal there, man. That's terrible. Anyway. So a little NCAA trouble there, a little thing going on there. Mike Loxley is one of the guys. They won't hire Mike Loxley though, right? How about this one? Matt Canada. He's available. How about Michigan's Dan Enos, a guy that was at Arkansas under Brett Bielema? That won't happen. Speaking of NCAA, how about Hugh Freeze? Could Mick Saban hire Hugh Freeze? Too early. Can't do that. South Carolina fan. Now, this is on Bama Online. They're saying maybe South Carolina quarterback coach Dan Werner. I don't see that happen. Let me give you the leader in the clubhouse. You ready for this one? If he's ready to do it,
yeah. I'm ready.
Jim McElwain.
Jimmy.
Coach Alabama's offense from 2008-2011.
Come on home, Jimmy.
He's unemployed now.
Come on home, Jimmy.
How about Rich Rodriguez? Grant and Greenwood said Rich Rodriguez.
No.
Offensive coordinator.
Mm.
Fit right in. And when Rich Rodriguez goes in, Jalen Hurts, starting quarterback in Tuscaloosa.
Yes.
Yes. Give me that. No. Interesting to see, though. And they've got to hire Derek Ansley left to go with what we thought was Colorado State. Now he's with the Oakland Raiders. He left. He didn't spend a day in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
He's now with the Raiders. That's interesting, man. 18th right. Assistant coach left. And at the same time, Dabo's had 3 or 4 guys leave. Interesting stuff. All right, let me tell you about our friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. I have a wonderful idea for you here. Just the month of January, this thing's going to run down. It's a January special. They've never had $109. 3 rooms, $109, free hallway. Mention my name, Mickey. Lowest price of the year. Now, the Christmas is gone. It's the new year. Spring cleaning will be right around the corner. Get in touch with them. Zero Res has the empowered water technology that cleans and sanitizes without harsh soaps, without harsh chemicals, without harsh detergents. You get fluffy carpets that dry faster, stay cleaner longer, feel better, safer for your pets, safer for your family. It's a great friend at Zero Res. Lowest prices of the year. So call now, $109, free hallway, 3 rooms with that free hallway, and mention my name, Mickey, to get that. The number 558-7300, 558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com, ZEROREZ, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean it. Do not forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. We'll take a break, come back. Got some thoughts about Clemson football, Clemson basketball, Christian Wilkins, the juniors coming back, NFL draft, NFL playoffs. What else is out there? Everything else in the world, including your phone calls, your texts, your tweets from here on out. It's the Mickey Paula Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to Lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount, available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
If you know us here at Scores Jewelers, you know that we don't have sales very often, and when we do, they don't last long. So our store closing moving sale is a huge event for us. This is William Nichols, and I want to thank you for your response to our sale. It has been great. And now to make it even better for you, we are reducing prices yet again. We already have many items marked at 75% off and many more sale priced at 70% off this week, January 8th through the 15th. I have instructed our entire staff to take an additional 25% off all green dotted engagement rings, diamond pendants, and earrings, as well as colored stone jewelry. If it has a green dot on the sales tag, we will take an additional 25% off the already low sale price. This is your chance to save like never before at Scores on that beautiful piece that you've always wanted, or on the piece you want to give that special girl. Save up to 75% off, plus take it up to an additional 25% off green dotted items. At Scores Jewelers, huge store closing and moving sale in Anderson, and on the web at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports in Anderson.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
Shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart. You only need room for the training. You only need flowers cold.
Brother, there's about five of them now, and that's one. You've been really, really good on getting me this great moods over there. Good job, man. Good job. Hope everybody has a great MLK day. And I hope you have the day off. I'd rather work than have the day off. I love coming in here. You see the cat that won?
I take the day off.
Oh, if you give it to me, I'll take it.
You're gonna make me not.
Gotta recharge the batteries. But if you won the lottery, you'd still come in here, wouldn't you?
No.
Really?
If I win a $50 scratch off, quitting.
I know somebody. I don't know somebody. A friend of mine knows somebody.
Uh-huh.
But they had employees, and they won like $280 bucks on a Friday and scratch off and quit.
Back to work on Monday.
I love that, man. I love that one. Ugh. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to Chad in Columbia on our Northland Communication phone lines. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Mickey, I can't believe you would take a Zion commitment over North Carolina when. I mean, you've already told us Zion's coming. I mean, it's kind of like when God told Abraham, hey, you and Sarah are going to have a baby. They had to wait 40 years, but they just took it to the bank. So when they ended up having Isaac, I mean, Mickey, they didn't even celebrate. It wasn't any big deal, right? That's how I am with Zion right now. You are the God of sports, so you told us it's happening. I'm not even going to celebrate. I mean, it's already in the bank. So give me that North Carolina win. But hey, Mickey, speaking of that, Tracy and I having a baby. First one, super excited.
Hey, congratulations.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. When are you talking about? When's the due date?
April 4th.
Good for you, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I had a 28-week appointment on Friday. Everything went well. So that was awesome, man. Little girl. So,
congratulations.
Super, super excited.
So. Now, let me ask you this.
Anyways,
man. Let me ask you this right quick.
Go ahead. Yep.
Your wife's a Gamecock.
Correct.
All your in-laws are Gamecocks.
Correct.
You're Clemson. Your family Clemson?
Yep.
How's the little girl going to be raised?
No doubt, Mickey. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I'll let her name her, and I picked fanhood. And okay. So she knows it's important to me.
Okay.
And so more important to me than to her. And so, anyways, but, Mick, wanted to ask you about this. And I'm not trying to jump ahead. I know you sometimes hate when I do this, but let me just ask you this. How does the defensive ends and perhaps Christian and even Hyatt impact the quarterback situation next year? And so this is my question. If you're Dabo, do you, A, obviously you think they're going to play the best player, but let me just ask you this. Do you, A, go with the guy with the experience because you realize the defense is so good and you don't have to ask the offense to do it so much? Or, B, Mickey, do you start maybe a freshman with or true sophomore with more upside that might be a better, you know, thrower of the ball and realize, hey, the defense is going to be so salty, you're not going to have to ask him to do much. And by the time the college football playoff comes around, he's not even going to be a freshman or even sophomore anymore. He's going to have the experience. And you might have a little more upside and chance to beat Bama because of that. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Chad, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Congratulations. Have a little girl. Good for him, man. Well, that's an interesting question. And I, you know what? I don't like, normally don't like jumping ahead, but I'm going to jump ahead on this one because he asked. And because, you know what? It's a legitimate deal. I told you this back in the mid 1990s when Mack Brown had North Carolina rolling. I'm sorry. When he had them rolling.
Rolling.
And Florida State was the power, but North Carolina was in there. That they went about it in two different ways. Both of them had great defenses. North Carolina had Williams and Bly as their Dre Bly as their cornerbacks, and they were awesome. And they were shut down corners, and they were one of the top five defenses in the country. Florida State had the same thing. They had two different philosophies. North Carolina's philosophy was, we're going to beat you with defense and special teams. We're going to play it close to the vest on offense. Don't lose it on offense. And we're going to get right, you know, let our defense win the games for us. And what little we get on offense, it'll be fine, but we're going to go. And they won 11-1, lost to Florida State, won 11-1. Florida State had the exact opposite. Their thing was, we're so good on defense that even if we screwed up on offense, we're going to get the ball back in three plays anyway. And if we screwed up twice on offense, three times on offense, we're going to score 48, so we can afford to give you a little bit. That I think it directly plays into the decision that Dabo Swinney and Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott and Brandon Streeter have to make. And I think it is a very, very good question. You think that with Christian Wilkins, you think with Dexter Lawrence, with Cleveland Farrell, with Austin Bryant, Kendall Joseph, Trey Lamar, all these guys coming back, Fields and Mullen and Terrell, all these guys coming back, that you could find a way to be you're one of the best defenses in the country. What's your offense going to look like? I'll ask you this, Zach. And by the way, I expect Kelly Bryant to make a jump as a passer as well. Don't look at me like that.
I'll look at you like that all I want because I don't.
I do. All right. With
Trevor Lawrence.
With Trevor Lawrence at quarterback and with Kelly Bryant at quarterback. Let's go over the game. When they play Furman.
Yeah.
Both of them win?
Yeah.
At Texas A&M. Both of them win?
Yes.
With that defense. Georgia Southern, both of them win?
Yes.
South Carolina home, both of them win?
Yes.
Home games in the ACC because we don't know the schedule yet. Sure. Louisville.
Louisville's going to be bad next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll say yes.
NC State.
Is Finley coming back for...
Finley is. Hines is not.
Finley's coming back again?
Finley is, yeah.
Goodness gracious. I say Kelly Bryant wins that game.
You don't think Trevor Lawrence can?
I think that's his first big test.
Syracuse.
Yes.
Duke.
Let me be clear real quick. They're going to murder Syracuse this next season.
Mm.
They're going to kill them. It's not even going to be fun to watch. It's going to be like bloodletting.
Duke.
Yes.
At Boston College.
Yes.
One of tougher games.
Not anymore.
At Florida State.
At Florida State. No.
Neither one?
I don't think either one of them can go to Florida State.
Oh, ye of little faith, my friend. Yeah. Didn't know you're a bandwagon jumper over there. Are you kidding me?
I'm thinking a healthy DeAndre Francois, an actual defense.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Clemson's better. Clemson's better in Florida State.
It'll be tough.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
It'll be tough. That's a tough game to win. At Florida State? Because they've been so historically dominant down there.
Yeah, but this—they're not. Look who they lost, and look.
Florida State's not exactly struggling for talent at the moment, are they?
I don't think they're gonna be great next year.
What do you got them going next year? We don't have to do a full win game. I'm just asking off the top of your head.
9-3.
Okay.
Wake Forest, Georgia. Not even fun doing a game with you anymore. You ruined the whole game.
I'm just curious.
The point is,
can you get the whole game?
Can you?
You didn't say what I wanted, so it's bad.
You didn't go along with us. Can you get to the playoffs with both? I think you can't. I like the idea. Look, I think you got to stretch the field. I think I understand what he's saying there.
Can we just let him play the spring game first?
No.
Can we just let him play the spring game?
We're on to 18.
Can we just let Trevor Lawrence throw one pass in a Clemson uniform before we talk about, I think he can get us to the playoff? Please.
I'll ask you in a different way.
Is that too much to ask?
I'll ask you in a different way. Can Kelly Bryant beat Alabama?
Obviously not.
In 2018, can he?
No.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's go down to Greenwood, South Carolina. We're going to visit this again, buddy. Greenwood, where T-Bird joins us, North Communication phone line. Good morning, T-Bird. How you doing?
What's up, Mick? How y'all today?
Couldn't be better, buddy. I hope you are, too.
Oh, I could be better. It could be 75 degrees wind and get out there ready to shoot my little 80, 81, 82, whatever.
Hey, that's shooting your age, though, for you. That's good.
Not quite. I have shot my age one or two times, but it was on a rare day when the force was with the putt. They make them break left and they look right and they made them go in. It's just a lucky day.
How old are you?
71.
Pretty good shooting your age of 71 now. I like it.
Well, I didn't do it this year. I did it back when I was 67.
Whoa! That's
but
impressive.
Only one time now.
That's okay.
That was the only time I did it.
That's okay. You've done it. That's okay.
I always used to look at these guys, 85, 86 years old. Ah, hell, shot my age again today. What's wrong with that?
You're 85. You ought to shoot right now. I got you.
A friend of mine down here in Greenwood, he's passed on now, Tavis Price. He was 80-something. He'd shoot 79, 80, 81, just make a routine monkey out of the rest of us.
There was a man at Greenwood great. Country Club that's done it like 250 times or so. I don't know his name. But like
I know who it is, but I cannot. I can see his face. I played with him, but I cannot call his name. I may think of it before we get through talking.
I met him one time.
But what I want to know is this early signing period.
Yeah.
Where Dabo scoffed up a lot of good ball players.
Yeah.
Would they have, after the ones that announced they were coming back, will we still have got them in February?
That's a great question, T-Bird, but I don't know. I'm glad we have it. How about that?
That's right.
I'm glad we have it. That's a great point.
You know, you're sitting there, you rank number – I'm talking about the two defensive ends, Thomas and Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there ranked 1 and 3 in the country, and they're both – it probably figures in that 99-7 are both going to leave.
Yeah.
And they got a chance to move in. Richard Juergen coming back. And do they go here? Do they go, God forbid, South Carolina, where they can start?
Yeah.
Hell, most anybody in the top 50 can start at South Carolina.
Yeah.
They might even get a quarterback and replace that Pinto kid. They used to call him Bentley, but now he didn't turn out to be that good, so maybe y'all be a Pinto now.
I hear you, man. Yeah, look, I am glad we have an early signing period for Clemson and a future defensive ends. And now the question is, how good is this defensive line compared to others? And I don't know, because it could be one of the greatest in college football history, maybe.
I think it's going to be one of the better ones in the nation next year.
Oh, I think it'll be the best next year with all the NFL talent on there.
Could well be. But, all about college football is timing.
Oh, yeah.
So Deshaun Watson, junior year, had a outstanding offensive line, defensive line, the secretary. And if Mackenzie Alexander don't get hurt against Alabama in that first game, we whipped their ass twice in a row. End of story. But, you had one of the best quarterbacks ever to play in the nation. And you had the rest of the team was really, really good, too.
Yeah.
But you come up here with a really, really good offensive line, defense, and all this and that, and you have no experience and not quite the title of quarterback.
Yeah.
All those guys move on, and then Trevor Lawrence turns out to be the next best thing to ever play at Clemson, but he got no supporting cast. So it's all about timing.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
You got to have
that.
The right players in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And going up against the right rivals, if you think about it, Clemson takes advantage of Florida being down, or Florida State now being down, or South Carolina being down, or Tennessee or Georgia, who knows, all that. Hey, quick question for you.
Shoot.
Did you ever play golf with one of my great buddies over there before he passed away a couple years ago, Colonel Nick Nicholson? You ever know?
No, I did not.
Man, what a gentleman he was. Anyway, good old Greenwood boy.
I did not.
Anyway. Hey, man, I always appreciate it. Good luck in shooting that age even more.
Well, I'll say the way I'm playing right now, and I'm going to have to get a little older and not lose my game to shoot again.
Stay healthy. I'll tell you.
We will be trying. Red Man, let me give a shout out. Red Man, give me a call, buddy. See you.
All right, buddy. How about that we're now the
Red Man call
courier service for people on the field.
Red Man, you need to call him right now.
I don't know why Red Man hadn't called him before now.
Goodness gracious.
Call the guy back, for goodness gracious.
It's 8:40. You're sleeping half a day away,
Red
Man.
I know, Red Man. It's 8:40. Goodness gracious. Get out of bed, man.
My goodness.
We'll take our final break of the day. If you want to reach us on a Reaction Monday, do it. Phone line 654-ROAR. Northland Communication phone lines. Our text line 986-1566. Our Twitter feed at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. Love for you to come back for the final segment right after this.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's that time of year again when we have ice and snowstorms. Have your fireplace ready to go with vent-free gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Vent-free logs and stove use no electricity and will keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for you to see. Be ready for winter storms with gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The holidays are over and your guests have left your carpet looking like a mess. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning can help. For the month of January, you get three rooms cleaned for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now at 558-7300. That's 558-7300. Or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Get three rooms cleaned for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My engineer sleep bed hadn't been quite as good. My wife went out of town this weekend. She went home. And so it's a huge bed.
Yeah.
I got the big king daddy dog. And I didn't realize it was big without her in it.
Dude, you can get spread out a little bit.
The other thing I realized
sleep
is
diagonally.
I want her to, you know, that's what my buddy Jim Davis said, that he was one of 12, I think, brothers and sisters. And the boys slept in one room, girls slept in the other, and they slept diagonally. They slept across, not diagonally, they slept the other way across their beds.
Horizontally?
Yeah, horizontally, so the guys would be able to fit in the beds and girls would be able to fit in the beds. Anyway, he said he was a perfect 10. He was a 10th or 12th or something like that. Anyway, I realized a couple things. A, my bed's great. B, I like my wife in a lot better, so I don't want her to leave me anytime soon. I don't think she's planning on leaving. You know anything? I don't know.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Good. Whew. Anyway.
Boy, an icon.
Man, yeah. Yeah.
Look,
Zach, are you okay with it? What, Zach, you have something to tell me? Huh? No. No, but I love the bed, man. We have our best. It's the best, one of the best decisions we ever made to go over there and get involved with them, get in touch with them, and go try out other mattresses. And then I just sleep so stinking good. And as cold as it is, man, it's nice to get in that engineer sleep bed. If you're going to spend a third of your life sleeping, and I don't, but if you can spend a 30 life sleeping like they say you should, why not get a custom-made bed just for you? Also, why are you paying retail? Why not pay the wholesale, the very fair pricing? Get a custom-made bed just for you, Congaree Road in Greenville. Good ones here, good friends at Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Tim, my good friend TV Tim is joining us now, who I must apologize for, buddy, because I was supposed to call you back this weekend, and I didn't. I got tied up, and I totally forgot about it. I saw your name this morning.
Don't,
I was like, oh.
Don't let you worry about that.
I'm calling you
back. You got things going on, man.
10 o'clock this
morning. I understand life.
No, 10 o'clock. Good, bro. 10 o'clock. I'm calling you back. Anyway.
Yeah, when I say no stress, that's all good. I was talking with my buddies that in broadcasting in the Atlanta market, and he's from here originally, and I told Zach, I said, I just think sometimes people need to stop and recognize some things that have begun to happen and the evolution of your program in the mornings, and just give you guys encouragement and just endorsement like you need it from anybody. You know, obviously God's blessed you guys and there's a good thing happening there at the Roar, period. But I told him, I said, you know the market and the lay of the land here. And he said, you're right. And I said, I tell you, Mickey's morning show on the Roar has just, and I really can't call it Mickey's morning show. I know Mickey, what you developed as an individual is based on the integrity and character of your life that God has developed in the last, I'd say, 10 years more than ever before. And I don't know you way back before the days that we did TV together for years. You may have been this man your entire life, but I know one thing. I've seen, you know, God make himself known in your life, and I know we all struggle, and I'm not painting you out to be the Pope or the saint of radio or anything, but you get up every day going after what he has for your life. And I believe as rough around the edges as he tries to appear. Mr. Orr 24 also, in his heart of hearts, is a guy that wants to do what's right according to God's plan. But what I'm that set aside in my faith, which you know is on the front of my life, I try to make it that way, and I shouldn't say that. People should tell me that I shouldn't say that, so strike that. But aside from that, I want to say there's three things you guys have developed. You developed consistency, you've developed continuity, and you've developed camaraderie. And with those are three things that I haven't read off a book. I just believe that about radio. If you have those three things, well, consistency minus the days that Mr. Orr 24 stays out with a sinus headache or something. Yeah. Aside from that.
It takes those fibers that he takes sometimes going all over the world like he does. Like he's going to Ireland this summer.
But I just wanted to call in literally and say, you know, it's a sweet spot time for you guys. That sounds kind of weird. That's those, maybe strike that comment too. But you guys are in a place that I believe it's just going to get better. And I really enjoy the show from a professional standpoint, minus the times when the locals do the shout-outs to their buddies who are up in a hunting stand somewhere. but we all know that that's our market. We love everybody. So I'm from Alabama, for crying out loud. We got more of those than you got in South Carolina. So we love them. But I just want to say, tremendous job. And what is developing, you know what I like about Mr. Orr, as I talk like he can't hear me, is that he's brutally honest. Yeah. And that, coming alongside Mickey, who's also honest, but you're also a guy that can shake hands and kiss babies. Matt, Mr. Orr's not going to do that. He's going to be blunt. And you guys just are doing a great thing. Professionally speaking, we're blessed to have you in the market. And anybody who's thinking about being a sponsor, in fact, this whole season of all your shows, the station's just doing well. And I think on Reaction Monday, we should say good things about people to launch their week and let them know that we believe in them and send them off into a great week with compliments. And I'm talking, though, as a friend, but somebody who's completely unbiased and professional. I believe you guys are just having a tremendous time, and it's just going to get better. And God bless you, Mick.
Is that it, man? We need more. I'm just kidding.
That's it.
Hey, Tim, thanks. I'll talk to you this morning for sure, my friend. I can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah, man.
All right, buddy. I think we need more. He left out number four.
What's that?
The fourth thing we bring to the show. That does a whole lot of good in radio. Dashing good looks.
I mean, striking, really. Striking.
Brad Pitt-like.
You could say that.
I get it wherever I go.
That was very nice. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Way too kind of him. And he's a broadcasting guy, so he knows. I'm just kidding. Good stuff, man. Appreciate that. Did you notice I didn't interrupt him?
No, wasn't going to be interrupting that.
Let him run.
Let him go.
Hey, Mickey, Clemson stinks. Oh, no, stop right there. Hey, Mickey, you're the greatest ever.
He had 9 minutes left in the show.
I know. Why'd he end so soon?
He was going to take every second of it.
Call earlier tomorrow.
I was going to stop the commercials from playing. We were going to run into the first hour.
No Brad and Ben this morning.
No.
Three more.
No.
Yeah. I'm looking now. Larry Fitzgerald caught an overtime game when he catched. I remember against the Packers. That was an overtime catch. So we've seen... we've seen this before.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
In the end, I thought you said it's the only time ever. I didn't realize this. Staubach Hail Mary against the
These aren't
Vikings.
Necessarily in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was. They beat the Packers in the playoffs.
And they weren't walk-offs, were they?
Yeah. Staubach's was, and that one was too, yeah.
And ESPN just flat out lied on Twitter. I'm going to go tweet it out after this. I'm going to retweet it.
I think I'm right by saying that. I think I'm right. I did not talk. The first hour or so, we talked a lot more basketball.
Remember?
I have 21st night of September. I hadn't talked enough Clemson basketball here in the last hour for those who just joined us there. I love this Clemson basketball team because I love the fact that they, A, share the ball, B, they play hard. If you notice, there's the body language at time last year got bad, and you know, the guy makes the charge now, and everybody runs over and helps him up off the court. It looks like they're having fun. They're sharing their emotions and of their. It looks like an unselfish basketball team to me. Now, it helps when you're winning, but there was a lot. They overcame a lot. They got outscored to paint against Miami 30-18, overcame that. Second chance points, 18-12, overcame that. Fast break points, 6-2, overcame that. Points off turnovers, overcame that. That there is. A team that overcame dead legs. short preparation time, Eli Thomas in foul trouble again, and getting it from different people, getting it from, you know, contributions from all over the place. Mark Donald having 12 points and 5 rebounds in 15 minutes. I love that idea. Love the idea that, remember, Dante didn't play great the other night.
Mm-hmm.
18 points and 6 rebounds, including a dagger 3. Gabe DeVoe missing the free throw to lose at NC State, comes out, hits the very first 3, hits another dagger 3 in there. And then Marquise Reed with his dagger 3 there in overtime. So I like that idea an awful lot. That despite all the other things that could have gone wrong, and despite playing a really good Miami team, told you I love Chris Likes, and I think that Lonnie Walker is going to be a future NBA star. Lonnie Walker, the other guard, the freshman guard. I don't know about his hair, like how he gets it to do the pineapple look that he does, but he's a superstar, and that's a really good Miami, talented Miami team. That's a great win. So congratulations, Touche there. Probably didn't spend enough time on the 61-yard walk-off Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. We talked a lot about it. Talked more NFL than we've ever talked on the show.
It's been awesome.
But, yeah, and you love that. I watched more NFL. I watched almost all the Philadelphia-Atlanta game. Not almost all, but mainly the second half of that one. Watched all the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game. Watched parts of the New England-Tennessee game because I was watching Zion.
Yeah.
They watched all the Minnesota-New Orleans game last night.
They were legitimately good games this weekend.
They were good
games. So I don't understand.
Well, 3 of the 4. The New England game, No, not really. So, and this weekend I watched Jacksonville-New England pulling like crazy for New England.
We are all Jags and Vikings fans this weekend.
Yeah. Philadelphia wouldn't bother me. That wouldn't. The one I just want to see is New England.
I got to cut my arm off and watch Philadelphia go to the Super Bowl.
Really?
No, I hate Philadelphia.
Why?
I can't stand them.
Fly Eagles fly. You don't like them, really?
Absolutely not. I know we have a couple of Philadelphia fans coming in. I understand Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry are some Eagles fans.
Oh, they're both of them are?
Yeah. You ever see their Twitter?
Yeah, I see the Fly Eagles fly stuff.
Bunch of nonsense.
I get it.
They're youngins. They don't understand.
Texter said, Walker's hair looks more like fries pouring out of their container. You know when you get the cup of fries?
Not fries, more like the chicken fries from Burger King is what it looks like to me.
Chicken fries?
Yeah, like they're a little thicker. You know what I mean? You never had a chicken fry before?
Never had a chicken fry.
You don't remember chicken fries? I don't even know if they still have them. It's literally chicken in the shape of a fry, and Burger King like made a quadrillion dollars off of it. It was unbelievable.
Not one for me. I never heard of it.
Oh, man. You got to get yourself some chicken fries.
A little bit of chicken fries. No, I can't do that.
Chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night.
No, I can't do that, man. There's no way I can eat a chicken fry.
Why?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I know this sounds crazy. You know I'm not a pizza guy.
Yeah, you don't like chicken?
No, I like chicken. I'm really not a French fry guy that much. Not a huge fry fan.
Yeah, there's some people out there that are big fry people. And I'm not one of them.
Shocked at the disdain people had for me when I mentioned that about Oreos.
Don't even bring that up anymore, okay? I was upset at the time. I got over it. I don't need to go down that road again. Was absurd.
I want more chocolate into my teeth for several hours.
Well, let me eat a Heath bar then. Pull out my fillings.
Not only that, I want that waxy, whatever that stuff is in the middle, to stick to the roof of my mouth for a couple hours. I want to take my finger and wipe my mouth and get wax.
Oh, my goodness.
Who ever thought of putting wax in between 2 pieces of chocolate? That's overrated. And then you can do double stuff?
Ugh. Double stuffs are not bad.
No, give me a break, man. That's
not
terrible.
Not bad at all.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I'll forgive people for getting too caught up in wins and losses and having to be reminded of the most important things in life. Your story about Hawaii did that for me a little earlier. And then reminded that I heard this weekend two of the greatest Clemson football players ever fighting for their lives right now. Dwight Clark, as you know, with ALS. Just
already?
Yeah, what a sad story it is. And then Benny Cunningham, I found this out. I was talking to Ray Williams on Friday, and he said, man, I got a text from Benny at 4 in the morning. He's in the hospital, and he's diagnosed with cancer. It's not good. Benny's been sick for a while with Crohn's and some other things. And two of the all-time great Tiger players fighting for their lives. Thoughts, prayers, to their families, their friends, their supporters. We talk about Clemson family all the time. And we've got two family members right now that need us and need our prayers. And hopefully, you know, ALS, I understand that. But hopefully there'll be a peaceful thing. Hopefully Benny can find some great stuff there, some medicine there, and some great doctors there to help him out. On a much better note, buddy, skip the music. Give me some two-minute drill. What do you got for me?
Just a quick PSA for the Clemson listeners out there. We will not have Tiger calls this evening. They are traveling up to North Carolina tonight. So Tiger calls will be on Wednesday from 7 to 8. So if you call, I will not answer your phone for your phone call tonight.
Give your cell number out and let people ask you questions instead.
No, it will not happen. 7 o'clock on Wednesday, we'll be doing Tiger calls with Brad Reno.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's my great friend, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him there, and he